Thank you, Pam, so much. Next order of business is Salmon Island EMS Operations Report, Chief Jerry Martin.
Good evening, Commissioners. For the month of August, we had 126 calls, 777 up to date, which gives us a 4.5% raise of calls that we've had in since last year at this time. And this is the summer we saw a busy month, and this is despite the calls that Laney and crew have been working on to decrease calls to the community paramedicine program. I guess it's 33 more calls than last year. Average EMTs per call is 2.43. We assisted Island Air transported 27 patients from the hospital to Island Air's hangar, and then 19 with airlift from the hospital to the hangar or had them come to the scene. Our response times were within rural benchmarks, and everything seems to be going well. I'll have Chris go over the financials.
So the budget comparisons on this are factoring in the amended budget that's been proposed and we expect to approve tonight. Given that, we're sitting on our revenue right now for the year is at 64% of budget. We had $111,710 for the month, and we're sitting on $1,387,112 year to date through August 31st. Of course, we're two-thirds of the way through the year, but our revenue can get a little lumpy with all the property tax revenues coming in and such. Then for expenses, we had $167,568 for the month, and we're at $1,288,307 year to date. So there we're only at 60% of what has been budgeted. And so right now we're still sitting on a net increase in cash, and there hasn't been any real standout exceptions that have stuck out in terms of any major expenses or anything that has been really out of whack with what our revenue is. Other than to say that we've had we'll go over here in a little bit too, but we started to have the money coming in for the ground emergency transport program, the GEMT, that we've had in our budget for almost 2 years. That took a long time for the state to get it rolled out and coming in, and that has finally showed up. So we've had 33,000 has come in so far for this year, and we expect that there's going. I would expect that it'll be. We'll have a little more this year as they do some catch up from 2017, and then so going forward into the coming year, it'll probably start to normalize. But we expect that it'll work out to being about 40,000 a year is what we've currently budgeted on that. So it's a really great help for all the Medicaid calls that we have. It's all based on the Medicaid calls that we have. So cash, we're sitting on at the end of the month, $786,156, which puts it at 4.5 months of our budget expenditures, and so that's good and healthy. Our cash situation's really been improving over the last year and a half or so. The other part of this too is we've had money coming in from the ACH program as well, so 28,000 of that is coming. So, any questions on the financials for August?
No, I would like to thank Jerry for your many hours of work on the GEMT and the ACH for getting that money over to us. Because without your hours of work and writing and visiting, we wouldn't have it. That's a huge deal.
Thank you.
So I have a question. I went to the fire district meeting 3 weeks ago, and when they do their budget, Brad, and thank you for doing this, Brad, is you're able to see expenses over the last 3 or 4 years so that the commissioners can track them. They do budgeting that way. I have found it very hard because I went back to the 2017, we had this discussion yesterday, in tracking where we're putting our resources, and that's part of my job is to, as a commissioner, is to see where we're putting emphasis on things. One of the issues I had yesterday was when the CME OTEP thing got all sideways, we started bringing in a series of guest lecturers, Dean Zolkamoto. And yesterday when I asked that question, he said that came out of a grant from the hospital. Well, I went to the hospital this morning and only 3 lectures came out, Alzheimer's, active shooter, and behavioral health. The other warrants weren't paid by them, and I'm having trouble tracking where that is in the budget. Is that professional services? Is that outside help? I don't know where that money is, because that could be a major expense, and I have no way of figuring out where it's at.
That would be under
all that comes out of the training.
Training out of the budget here under ALS, BLS.
Are you looking on the budget, this budget form, or are you looking at what account? I mean, when you're looking at the monthly report.
The budget form we had in front of us yesterday, the amended budget.
Yeah,
that asked where that monies would be if they were in the budget.
Yes.
And that referred that it was a grant from the hospital.
Well, no, we said that there was there were some trainings that I believe the conversation
was that there were some trainings. First responders, police, dispatch, that was.
Yeah.
And hospital employees. Mm-hmm. That wasn't.
So the trainings,
the cardiac, the drugs, and all that kind of stuff. Today.
Yeah. So the trainings that come out of our budget from out of EMS are in the training account that's within the the ALS BLS the operations, and it's down within training. It's called training.
The trouble with tracking that is you don't have the years before. And
yeah.
It's hard to track exactly what came out of that. How much was it over? How much was expended because something got sideways?
Mm-hmm.
And you had to bring in guest lecturers. And how much we spent on that? That's what I was trying to find out.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not easily discernible for me or the public.
Okay.
So I would wonder how we can make that more transparent for the public.
I don't know what to tell you on that. I mean,
where is the money spent over here?
The monthly reports that we provide come straight out of the county system, and it says the account is training. So, I mean, that's the name of the account. And when I do the budget, I can certainly include additional years back. One of the problems you're going to run into is that 2016 was we still had the AIR program component, and there was a lot of variances from there into when that went away. So if you go back, say 2015 and prior, there's going to be a lot of different trainings in there because we had all the flight program. Uh-huh. That ended partway through 2016, so there's still going to be some differentials in there. So really the first year where we were had it, you know, the 2018 and 2017 is really the only truly comparable year to 2018 that we have. But I can certainly add another column in there for 2016 to show
those
you that.
The warrants would be in the 2017 under that column. They'd be connected, the warrants.
Yes, that we paid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah, and you can look through the warrants. I mean, the warrants aren't detailed out, and you know we don't detail out every warrant that's paid in these reports, but that's always accessible.
Through your office?
I don't know, where are they?
They're all here in our accounting records.
Okay.
And within the county.
They're seen by the person that approves them each month.
Yeah.
Our financial officer.
Yeah.
So Annalisa is our financial officer, so she looks through all the warrants every month, so.
Were you able to find the 2017 one?
No, I look at the monthly, not for the whole year. So no, that's not something that I see.
Well, you weren't doing them in 2017, I don't think. So, but Commissioner Sharp was the one reviewing them in 2017. But they're reviewed every month.
There's just, I think what.
And then, and they're all made.
There's no comparison for us. We can't see what happened last year as a comparison to this year. I mean, we have like.
I have the total for the account, yeah. I mean, that.
No, this is just a monthly, right?
Well, yeah, so you're talking about on the annual budget form. Yeah, I have the total amount that we spent for 2017 for training, and I have, just like every other account, and what we've spent so far in 2018 and what our budget is, and, well, in this case, what the original budget was and what we've amended it to.
I think there are still some areas like where it says donations and things like that, where it's hard to know where that money ends up being used. Things like that, other than seeing the warrants and like.
Sure. So. I mean, the donations are a relatively immaterial component of our overall income. I mean, we've got a lot of accounts, and a lot of this is prescribed accounts based on the bars, the chart of accounts that's you know, dictated out by the state and the county. So we have, especially any certain grants that come through the state or federal, they have to have very specific codes, bars codes that we use, and the same thing with, for how, all the expenses, and that way they're comparable across districts. When someone wants to drill in to see, you know, how much did this district spend on this, and you know, how does that compare to other districts? It wants to do that.
At the beginning of this year, one of the things, since we had a new board, we asked the board if there was a change of the format that we did for our presentations for each commissioner's meeting, and if the board would like us to change something, we are more than happy to make those changes to you guys. So if there is if you'd like to meet with Chris and I, we'd be more than happy to revise our format so you'd be able to see get the information that you need to see.
Well, on that subject, I'd ask two things. One, in response times within rural benchmarks, 60% of our calls are in more residential, semi-urban in Friday Harbor. Mm-hmm. 40% are out there.
Roughly.
Yeah. Well, I think you said that yesterday, 60%. I read it attributed to you. So I would like to know both response times. If we're meeting benchmarks for semi-urban and what our response times are for rural, because we have two distinct populations.
Mm-hmm.
And we're always within the rural benchmarks, but those are pretty broad benchmarks. Looking at it from a physician's point of view, my benchmarks are 6 minutes, 8 minutes, and 10 minutes as to survivability. I can understand rural being longer, but urban benchmarks are shorter, and I think that since they're paying 60% of the taxes, those people should understand, or at least be able to understand, if we're meeting those benchmarks. And I think we had this discussion once before.
And we did supply.
In this report is what I'm asking. We're talking about this report.
And that is it. And so to do that report it took a lot of hours to complete that overall report that we gave you guys at the beginning of last summer. after we had to take out the non-emergent calls that we were called to, and then the calls that we got canceled on, and other calls that were not included in there, took a long time for us to get that information.
So how about this? You do have in your program ALS calls versus BLS calls. Mm-hmm. So why don't we get response time BLS county island-wide, response times ALS, because those are the 6, 8, and 10-minute numbers that I look at as a physician for Friday Harbor and response times out there. One, I think the public needs to know, and two, I think fire would want to know as to what, if we merge, what they're biting off in response times and distribution of personnel. And I think we need to start developing those things that we serve all of our population as well as we can. I would like that in this report. Secondly, in this report, I think we should also put out mutual aid. We've had a couple of mutual aids from Orcas, one on Stewart Island, and one on the other islands. I've heard from the people on Stewart Island, and they have a great line out there. They pay EMS taxes, and they pay road taxes. They have no roads, and they haven't seen our EMS people. They've seen Orcas, but they're paying taxes to us. So I think this is a responsibility that I have to the whole EMS district, is to know who we're serving and who other people are serving. And hopefully, we've thanked Orcas for those mutual aids.
The call at Stewart Island is being reviewed currently. In fact, I was at a meeting with the Coast Guard here 3 weeks ago reviewing this call, and we are going to be having, again, we're trying to schedule a hot wash on this where we can get all the players on this call. We are doing a internal and external review of that call.
But that doesn't go to the listing our mutual aid calls where Orcas responded to our district, because our responsibility is to our district for us to have personnel in there, and Orcas is coming into our district to help us out. So maybe we need to redistribute finances in the future to serve our taxpayers, and we need to know that, and I find that no place in anything I've been able to read, and I read a lot.
May I again suggest to the board that we sit down and we can write out exactly what information that you guys want, how you want it presented, and that way we get it right the next time, instead of having an open session like this where you say, no, that's not what I wanted. I wanted it this way, this way, this way. So this way we can sit down and plot this out on the exact information that you guys want as far as the calls and the budget or the money that we're spending out and coming in. I would suggest that.
I would add to that, Chief Martin, that perhaps this is a very unique situation. You're yet to find out about that, but also the reverse, where we have done mutual aid calls at the beck and call of the other islands, starting with Orcas, Shaw, and Lopez. And so perhaps there's an unbalance here that we just don't know about. So if you want to look into it, I think we need to do it in a global way.
So I'll send my notes to the superintendent, and you can distribute them to the group, and we can do it that way, do it online, or do you need to physically meet?
I'd say physically meet.
Okay. We'll work on our calendars then.
All right. So Chris talked about the ACH and the ground emergency medical transport. We should be getting another revenue from the GEMT sometime this November, and that will be for the Washington State fiscal year of 2017. The Accountable Community of Health, the ACH, will be working with the rest of the county ACH partners and working on a plan for that, and we'll be working on that together. And so I would imagine that there should be some revenue coming in from them before the end of this year. It won't be the end of this year, it'd be the beginning of next year. Community, there's been a host of CPR classes and first aid classes that the crew's been doing. And the IAFF Local 3219, we've been having contract negotiations, and I've got a meeting set up with their representative for tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. The CID, we have no report to give you. Under operations, the fatigue assessment, there is no assessments done for the last month. Staff and myself have reviewed the fatigue assessments that was sent to us, and that we also took special note of the evidence-based guideline for fatigue risk management in emergency medical services, which was dated February of 2018. And if you'd like to see our notes on that, we'll be more than happy to give those to you. Narcan for EMTs, immediately after the last meeting, we had a class that reviewed Narcan using the presentation that Dr. Sullivan gave, and we've had 6 EMTs receive Narcan for their their use to carry with themselves. We've been working with other departments on the medical program, medical protocols for ALS and BLS. We still don't have anything. Our BLS, ALS protocols are last dated 2011. Water rescue, marine response, I had a meeting with the Coast Guard here 3 weeks ago, and we're trying to get a meeting set up to clean up the communication issues that we had on our last call. The 2019 EMT class, so we are going to be requesting a grant for that class. There has been people looking into, there is interest into that. And then again, the hot watch for the Outer Island response date to be announced. That's the call up at Stewart Island that we're looking at doing. Community paramedicine, we had our community paramedic meeting here last month in August. We had a great response. Gelada is the program that we're using. The other departments on the islands are very much interested in and are excited about this program. It's going to open up a lot of communications between us and the other social groups on the island. So that way we are able to identify and report progress on the patients, the people that we're seeing. We're also looking at having a 5-county conference coming up. Date has not been set for that. And then finally, and I sent this to you guys yesterday, is that the signed contract for Dr. Olivia Hosloop. She's our supervising physician. She signed it yesterday, and it'll be effective October 1st of 2018. So she is officially on board. Any questions, comments?
I had a question on that. On paragraph 7, medical malpractice insurance, there in terms of this agreement and any renewals there too, da-da-da-da-da. Medical malpractice insurance, is that a concurrent policy or a claims made policy? Is referred to in paragraph 7.
We're going to be reviewing the contract under new business.
Oh, under new business.
Yes.
Okay, great. We'll do it then.
Yeah.
Now you have a heads up where I'm going.
Any other questions of Chief Martin? Comments?
No.
Thank you, Chief. Well done. The next order on the agenda is audience participation. And, Rebecca, I'll ask you to orchestrate that since I'm looking at you and not the folks in the audience.
We can turn you around so you can see them.
I get dizzy enough without doing that, so thanks.
Put that in the record.
Caitlin Johnson has a...
I just wanted to apologize for interrupting earlier. It was inappropriate and it won't happen again.
Did you interrupt?
No, I pointed at you. I called you. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
But don't have your baby right now.
No.
The important things. Nobody else is raising their hands.
Stewart Island gets county docks. That's considered part of the road fund.
I'm sorry?
I said Stewart Island gets county docks. That's considered part of the road fund.
Are they?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's stop with the people on Stewart Island for telling me.
Maybe they don't know.
Maybe they don't know.
Maybe they don't. I'll talk to them.
They're part of the public works.
But they don't get chip sealing, so.
No, yeah.
Far from it.
Thank you, Sharon. Anyone else, Rebecca?
No.
A lot of people out there, huh?
Yes.
Shoes.